And now, our feature presentation.
Karate, I'll kick your ass.
God damn it, Shag.
Here to Venomin Square. Oh, yeah, motherfucker. I'm about to kick you in the fucking dairy. Yeah, you broke the rules. And I'm about to put the pubic hair. You motherfucker.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You motherfucker. Hello, Jose.
Hey, Shag, what's up?
Oh, nothing, just me proving that I can't sing, but it's all good.
It is all good. Will that be your first cybernetic enhancement, just a singing voice?
Bro, nah, last thing you fucking want me to do is get a cybernetic enhancement of a singing voice, because I'm just going to go be on tour with, like, I'll just make Blackie Lorna Shore with, like, blackjack and hookers.
Nice.
Except no blackjack.
No hookers.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you once again for hitting that play button. I hope you hit that download button, that subscribe button. You are tuning in to a brand spanking new episode of The Cinema Villains. I am your hostess with the mostest, Shaggy Black, and alongside me, a Mr. Tamale in a Shell.
Not a tamale in a shell. Jesus Christ.
Jose.
Isn't a tamale? No, isn't a leaf. I guess technically tamales are in a leaf.
Ah. I am the one who cooks.
That is hilarious. He is the one who cooks. Jesus Christ.
I am the one who cooks. Jose, how are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right.
I wish I could answer that, because I am still confused.
I think we use too much of our brain. First of all, before we tell you the reason and the title and what we got going on this month, We have some quick housekeeping to bring to you. Shaggy Black and hey. I, the Cinema Villains, we're guest stars as of this week, as of the release of this podcast. So this week, you know.
Yeah, whenever this comes out.
Yeah, exactly. Just know it's out there already if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
We were our guest stars on a Cut Above podcast. Yeah. Horror review show. So it's great. You know, we joined the wonderful Heidelberg and the lovely Jacqueline. And we talked about the batshit craziness that's brain dead, a.k.a. dead alive from 1992. Good old Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson being fucking absolutely weird. I was not prepared.
Man was a weirdo. And
I was not prepared.
Maybe still is. But
yeah. This motherfucker who y'all love making Lord of the Rings, that made some weird shit with zombies and zombie babies. And
Kung Fu priests.
And yeah, it's just the weirdest shit ever. Had fun on the show, though.
Yeah, it was a great show. Great show. We unfortunately ruined their party because that's how we do. You know, here comes the Cinema Villain just shitting everywhere.
Yep. Talking about coochie out of
talking
nowhere.
Talking about coochie. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hey, but, no, I ruined it.
But yeah, go a Cut Above Horror Review Show. Go listen to them. Give them love. Give them 5 stars. Give them all of the things. They deserve it. They are a great professional podcast. Unlike us two idiots that watch movies way too smart for them.
Yeah, like this one.
Yeah.
She goes, ooh, Delali.
That's right. Anyway, let's get it started. Ladies and gentlemen, probably for the first time in Cinema Villain history, your boys have watched a movie that is way too smart for them. Boy, this movie ended and me and Shaq were just there dumbfounded, like, huh? 2 + 2 = 6. We were just like, huh?
Bruh, I am still baffled about what I watched, and
we were like 21, just fucking confused little children.
Like, just like, help. Lord help. And it's crazy because Jose picked this movie to start off the month that he named.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Anime.
I wanted to do the Jurassic Park music, but that doesn't fucking count.
We need the fucking the kazoo version. Yeah.
That's high key why I sung karate.
There you go.
Because it's anime.
Yeah.
It's anime. So I wanted to fucking sing karate. It's something that Jose has been, here's the thing, folks. Jose has been naming months.
Just we haven't been going on.
We haven't had a chance to. The one that we wanted to do, he came up to me with the idea. We wanted to do Jackie Chanuary.
Yep.
And I was like, that's stupid. I love it.
Yep.
Let's go with it. But we couldn't do it because unfortunately I didn't get back here in time to actually cover that.
Yeah.
Also, we didn't have a lot of Jackie Chan movies.
Yeah, because it was just, we didn't have to find, like, now they're releasing a lot of Jackie Chan movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got that Volume 2 set, and I'm like, let's go. Yeah.
You pre-ordered that, right? Or you got it now?
I already got it. It came out already.
Okay, word. And then, obviously, what was the other one?
I said we could do March to Cascos.
March to Cascos and JVC December.
Yeah. Although, I'm not going to lie, that's not, I totally ripped that off from Junk Food Cinema.
That's terrible.
That. Yeah, because they had JCV December.
Okay, yeah, all right, word. Okay.
But no, we do Christmas movies during December, so that wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, it wouldn't have worked. But then he said, like, yo, Shag, and he actually kind of alluded to it in the last episode.
Yeah.
He said, do we tell him what we're doing next month? I was like, not it. And then just kind of closed. But, he was literally trying to allude to like Annie, like to, it's May. We both love anime.
Yeah.
It sounds like the name. Why not?
Exactly.
Anime. Gonna get our boy, Joe to put that on a shirt.
Yep. There you go.
But us kawaii as fuck.
Yep. Fucking copyright that shit.
Yep. But yeah, nah, we decided to do this. And I say we because I'm not blaming this all on Jose. Because I was like, yeah, sure. I went with it not knowing better. That's my fault because I should have done my fucking homework.
Right. We don't do homework here. On Cinema Village. We just like, hey, put on the movie and then we'll fucking talk about it.
We'll talk about it. And then ooh we.
Oh, no.
Halfway in, I was like, oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is something else.
Yes.
We're supposed to think.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This ain't it. These two drunken idiots putting together. We come together to formulate one thought.
Yeah.
To have two?
Exactly.
No. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are welcome to our half-ass review of Ghost in the Shell.
From 1995, the original anime, not the anime masterpiece. Let's just keep it out there. Not the Scarlett Johansson movie.
Yeah, that's for Black History Month when we
kind of cover. Oh, my fucking God. I thought she's Asian.
Is she not every race?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
No, but seriously, yeah. We decided to do that. And that was Jose's, like, hey, why don't we do this? Because I was struggling to figure out what animes we would watch for the month.
Right.
And I shit you not. We were literally struggling. There was two. There was Ghost in the Shell. And obviously, I'll just go ahead and say it now. Okay. Akira. And Akira was our first one. Then we kind of got scared because we were like, Akira's like fucking 2 hours in a day.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, no, let's not do that right now because we're about to go on like quote unquote our vacation here.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, we'll come back and we'll do that one. But he's like, all right, we'll do Ghost in the Shell first. And I'm really starting to wish we did Akira because we at least started this month out strong.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we just started this month out strong. I'm not saying this episode won't be good, but this may be one of the, in a rare occasion, that this episode might be just 45 minutes. I'm not bullshitting you. Like, this may be, it's happened before. There are a lot of episodes that we put out over the course of the years that have been under an hour.
Right.
Right around 45 to 50 minutes.
And we've either just padded for time or just blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's either most notoriously the 45 minutes and under 50 minutes episodes are typically our top five episodes, our spooky season fives. When we have done an actual episode that's done longer than 40, our typical episode is like at least an hour 40.
Yeah.
This one, I don't see it being longer than 45 minutes, unless we bullshit.
We will, yeah, but you know us.
Yeah.
We have some housekeeping we got to take care of.
Yeah, we got housekeeping, but like, dude, he's not lying to you folks. We had to sit there with our thinking caps on because we literally tried to. We watched this movie. It's not a bad movie.
This movie's great.
We knew what we knew what we getting ourselves into because I never was into Ghost in the Shell, but same here.
We weren't. Yeah.
Okay, I take that back because that was kind of like not. What I should have said. What I should have said was I got into Ghost in the Shell how most kids or teens in got into Ghost in the Shell, and that was probably through Adult Swim and Toonami.
Yep. Standalone Complex, baby.
Yeah, and then that's kind of when we got deep into it. Now, I knew about Ghost in the Shell for years because of during the time when I was young and we had like coconuts And I don't know what kind of video, not video store, but like music, music video store.
Suncoast.
Like Suncoast, yeah, yes. Yeah, okay, like yeah. We had Suncoast, and they had their anime sections, and Ghost in the Shell was like right there.
That was
like,
always there.
It was always there. Front and center. And yeah. I remember it because I remember Kusanagi.
With the visor.
With the visor on. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Holding the gun, yeah.
Holding the gun and the visor. And I think there was a video game of the same thing that came out years later. But I think that was kind of based on Standalone Complex.
Something like that. I can't remember.
But yeah, it was a staple. But it was one of those movies that I just never got into. But the show was like one of those things. Like, okay, that looks cool. Or... It was a show, Ghost in the Shell, Standalone Complex, was literally the show that either came on after something else that I wanted to watch was coming on, and it just rolled on, and I was too lazy to change the channel, or I was drunk.
Yeah, I want to say...
I know the times have changed.
It was either after Inuyasha, or it was after Full Metal Alchemist.
So it was definitely around Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah.
But like, it was... But I know those... That was a time staple because it had different times. I know it came on later. It definitely came on like right around midnight.
Yeah, it was on. It was one of the late ones.
If not 12:30, 1 o'clock, right? But it either came on after the shit I wanted to see or before the shit I wanted to see. This was like anime. Oh, no. What was that show? You remember that show that come on like after Raw? Like way back when?
Oh, Aeon Flux.
Not Aeon Flux.
No.
It was one of those adult TV shows that came on like after Raw.
Not Silk Stockings.
Yes.
No, you're thinking of...
No, it was... Well, Silk Stockings came on
Silk Stockings came out on after Raw.
After Raw, yeah. That was kind of how I felt about it because it was like it was anime Silk Stockings. I had no idea what it was on, but everything was not... wasn't hyper-sexualized and everything like Silk Stockings.
Yeah.
But it was more like...
What are you thinking of La Femme Nikita?
Yes.
That, because that came on once Silk Stockings was done.
Yes.
Damn, we're showing our age. Holy shit.
Boy, because I couldn't remember the name, but you know exactly the fucking one I'm talking
about. Yeah.
Because right after Raw came on, those shows, and it was kind of like, should I be watching this?
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
And I never did, because as a kid, that was my bedtime. Like, cut that shit off now.
Well, even when I got older and it was on, and I was like, what is this? And I watched it, and I couldn't get into it.
Right.
I was like, I have no idea what the fuck's going on. That was me. That's what I'm saying. Every time Ghost in the Shell came on, I tried to get into it. I was like, I have no fucking idea what's going on. This shit's too smart for me.
Yeah.
And I'm dead ass. So I was like, it's either too political or too smart for me. And I'm not saying it's political or anything wrong with that, but it was just kind of like, it's one of those things that it requires me to think. There's not enough mind-numbing action, but I also, without stuff like this, we wouldn't have The Matrix.
Oh, no. 100%
we wouldn't.
We wouldn't
have, what was that?
Dark City.
Yeah, Dark City. We wouldn't have movies like those.
Yeah.
Like, guaranteed.
Yeah, definitely not The Matrix, because when the Wachowskis pitched this to Joe Silver, they literally showed him Ghost in the Shell and was like, we want to do this, but real life.
Yep.
And he was like, oh, okay. That was their pitch.
Yeah, and it fucking worked for them, right? Yeah. So it's Ghost in the Shell is iconic.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Super iconic. It's done a lot of shit. It's a lot of cool shit. Obviously, we have the base jump.
Right, yeah. Like, if this was Cinema Heroes, like,
The Major.
Not even, I mean... Not only VIP, might be Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she's definitely Hall of Fame.
Right, if it was like, Cinema Heroes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
Cinema Heroes and anime, she's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly.
She's done too much badass shit from...
And she's just too iconic.
Yeah, she's too iconic. Like, that's like one of those things I remember just passing around a movie section or anime section, and I would just see that, and I'm just like, oh, that looks cool, and I just keep walking on, because I have no idea what this is on. No idea what this is about. But fast forward to some years later, and... By gummit, I still don't know what it's about.
That's the first thing I told Shag. Like, when we were watching, like, this movie might be too smart for us, bro.
Because I'm looking at him like, yuck. I'm looking at him and say, you got to be right there, brother. Yuck.
I'm like, Shag, something happened, and I don't know if I understand what.
I'm asking Jose, like, how much of this do you know? And he's like, I know a little, but I think, but he pretty much...
No.
I remember it now. I asked you before we watched it. I was like, how much of this do you know? He's like, my knowledge from Ghost in the Shell is literally from the TV show. And I'm like, oh, in the back of my head is, I'm like, we're fucked.
Standalone Complex. Because I never rented this movie.
Nah.
After, even though I kind of wanted to, because I know, like, hey, you watch Ghost in the Shell. That's like, Because everyone was like, watch Akira, Ghost of the Shell. Those are the two iconic animes that just influenced everything.
Yeah. That isn't one of the...
And, you know, I ran to Akira.
Yeah.
Loved that, but I just still never... I never went to Ghost in the Shell for some reason.
Also, shout out to Nas, because he also helped me just yell out Tatsuo in random places.
We'll get to that next week, but I'll just, like, it's now burned into my mind. Like,
yeah.
Hey, yo, what said you claim? Like, East Tokyo. You said the wrong motherfucking shit. Oh, that shit just burned
Tatsuo!
Into my
mind.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. But anyway, no. But, anyway, we fucking, like, I feel so bad because I know, I even told Jose, I was like, this is probably going to be one of the first shows that's going to get a redo. Because somebody who a faithful listener who loves anime, probably loves Ghost in the Shell, will hear this and get violently angry.
It's like, how fucking could y'all?
You ruined it. You fucking ruined it, you amateurs.
As we're just over here just shitting on ourselves like the meme. Just like, anime titties.
Like, anime titties? Yeah, yep.
That's pretty much it.
That was it. And we, like, we're not shitting on this movie.
No, this movie's amazing.
Yeah, this movie, this is probably one of the, this movie's been made in 1995. It is damn near 30, if not 30. Can I not do
that? It's almost 30. 30 in a couple years.
Okay, yeah. No. You're right.
I thank God. Thank fucking God. I was about
2025, they'll be 30.
Yeah, I was about to just fucking just turn gray. like, oh no.
But like this movie's almost 30 years old and the animation still fucking holds up.
Yes.
That shit is beautiful, right? So it still fucking slaps to me and it's just painted nicely. Do I have any idea what the fuck's going on in the plot?
Man,
not so much.
Yeah.
If it through the powers of YouTube, I kind of understand now.
Yeah.
But like after that, I'm like, beforehand, I'm like, I still don't have any idea what's going on. I know Jose went to the bathroom. He came back out. It's just me watching a fucking breakdown. And he's sitting there laughing.
The ending explained. Like, oh, okay.
Ending explained videos. You know, just shit like that that's explaining everything.
And me and Shaq were kind of like, oh, okay. Kind of, but wait, hold up.
Nah, I was like, definitely, I understand everything now.
Yeah.
Under the words, doesn't understand shit.
Doesn't understand nothing.
Doesn't understand.
Still don't get it.
Still doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where, like, someone says, this is peak cinema. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Peak anime.
I'm sitting there going like, I'm looking like Patrick fucking Star. Like, Patrick, I am literally, me and Jose are like of hive mind are looking like Patrick Starr when the milk just tipped over. And that's pretty much us right now. We're like, yeah, this is great. Fucking thought bubble comes up and you just see a thing of milk, a carton of milk, and just splashes.
Yeah.
And we're like, like just like that. It's bad. It's bad and you should feel bad.
Should feel bad.
But anywho.
Anywho?
I mean, and we even said this movie had a villain, and of course we're cinema villains. So, even Jose asked me, he's like, "Dude, is he even a villain?" And I'm kind of like, "I mean, technically yes, but also technically probably not."
Yeah.
A lot of shit that's going on, and it's like, "Oh, sentient beings," and I'm like, "Yeah, this movie was a lot. This movie was a lot, and I." Want to say I feel smarter about it, but
We're also still like, huh?
Yeah, we are literally recording this. Like we always, when we record these episodes, we are literally coming back from watching the movie.
Yeah.
My mind is still in a brain fog.
Yeah, no, it's really, it's kind of like, huh? We're just hawing about right now.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, look at the pretty pictures.
And if you want to haw along with us, this movie's available to watch free on YouTube.
Damn near everywhere.
Everywhere. Free on YouTube. It's on Tubi. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on Freevee.
Yep.
Pluto TV.
Yep.
So just pick your choice and you're good to go.
Pick your poison. Also, he did say YouTube. It's just on there.
Like legally on YouTube.
Yeah, legally. Like, and you don't have to pay for it. It's literally just there. It's just free. Yep. Highly recommend this if you have like YouTube Premium.
Yeah, especially premium. You won't get no ads.
No ads, and it just plays all the way through. And it's only 82 minutes.
Yeah, this movie flies, so that's a good thing you got to go on for it.
The pacing was kind of weird a little bit.
Yeah.
To me, a little bit, but only because I'm not normally I get on a movie for having bad pacing. This movie had bad pacing, but was it bad pacing or did your dumbass just not understand what was going on?
Yeah, there was a lot of words being spoken. Yes. We were just like
you can hear the TV static of my brain.
Yeah, exactly. And then like, oh shit, they're shooting. Yay. And then we came to life.
He's like, hey, look at that. Look at the fucking new, like, look at the fucking moves the Major's putting on. Major Kusanagi is doing.
Major.
And then they start talking about life, and we're like, the number you have done.
What is life? Like, am I sustainable? Like, am I?
Started looking at my hands like I'm Hannibal Buress. Be like, like, am I real? Is this it? But, it may sound like we're dumb and lost for words. We do recommend this movie. You may have to watch this bitch 3-4 more times to understand it, unless you're one of those nerds.
Yeah.
Who fucking like love this shit and kind of get on with it. And it's good for you that you get to understand this. I'm smoked myself stupid, so I can't even say anything.
Exactly. This is what you get when you kill a lot of brain cells.
Yep. Between that and the alcohols.
Yeah. Like, this is basically, what is life? Exactly.
Like, fuck if I know, man.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, dog. That's it. This movie, to the point to where so we also, like, look at the movie The Villain here, which is Project
2051.
Yeah, 2051, a.k.a.
What was it, 2105? Fuck.
You fucking me up, man. Shut up. shit. It is...
What is it, Shag?
Project 2501.
Was I right the first time or no?
I don't know.
So what, 2501?
2501.
Okay, cool.
2501, a.k.a. the Puppet Master. Pretty much...
Master of Puppets, he's pulling your strings.
I fucking wish. That would have been interesting, at least.
Yeah.
But we did not get that.
No.
At all.
No.
We got some philosophical shit, and I'm just like, oh, it was going to be one of those.
This is one of those movies, okay.
If I'd have known that, I'd have put the beer down and bust out the wine.
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of wine. Oh, God. But yeah, it's covering the Puppet Master, and... It's based on what I found out, because there is no villains wiki of the Puppet Master or 2501, but there is a Wikipedia page based on Ghost in the Shell figures. And judging from what I'm looking at, either this is a rendered photo or this motherfucker was in the new movie.
He was in the new movie.
Oh,
they might have made him more villain. I don't know. I never watched the new movie. I said absolutely not. I'm good. Yeah.
Even though now I kind of want to.
Just to see.
Just
to see them dumb it down for us.
Yes.
You know, that's all it was. It was just like, yo, how can we make this...
dumb for Americans.
Yeah, dumb for Shaggy and Jose and the rest of America.
Here you go. He's like, oh yeah, we can put Scarlett Johansson as a particular Japanese kid woman.
Yeah, is she getting naked? No. What the fuck? Why don't I watch it?
What am I watching this? Flips table.
Yeah, exactly.
Project 2501, also known as the Puppet Master, is an artificial intelligence program and a major antagonist in the Ghost in the Shell manga and the original animated film. Secretly created by the Public Security Section 6 and develop a sentience. Pretty much, this is a Japanese Pinocchio.
Kind of. Like, he's a computer program that... Oh, virus. Was he a virus? Or was it a program? Just a program, right?
A program.
And he just gained sentience after just being on the internet for too goddamn long.
He was like, huh, I know all the things.
But luckily for us, unlike Ultron, who saw the fucking internet for 10 seconds and was like, nope, these motherfuckers got
to
die.
Y'all got to go.
He was like, no, I kind of want to be a real person, guys.
I want to be a real boy.
Exactly. It's like, I'm sentient. Y'all can't terminate me.
Yep.
It's fucking illegal.
Yep. Dude, I heard more diplomatic immunity than I ever could in a Lethal Weapon 2.
Exactly.
Like, man. Like, oh my goodness. And for those who don't know what Ghost in the Shell is, for those listeners that may be listening and have no idea what Ghost in the Shell is, a ghost is your consciousness.
Yeah.
A shell is your body or whatever you're inhabiting. This takes place in the year 2029, which ain't too fucking far.
7 more years, baby, where we get cybernetic enhancements. Let's go.
Yep. Pretty much, like, most definitely cyberpunky. In a sense, but in this world, humans and technology are kind of one and the same, because most humans have either fully become or they've replaced certain body parts with cybernetic enhancements.
Yeah.
And like I said, if you, in referring to you as your consciousness is a ghost, and your shell is obviously the body that you're inhabiting, mm-hmm. as I said before. But you have the option to do this.
Yeah.
Our particular character, Major Kusanagi, is basically an artificial intelligence, but it's based from from actually someone who lived.
Yeah.
They kind of get more into that in the anime.
Yeah.
But in the movie, she's breaking down like, hey, I'm human. But then you're like, no, you're not. And she's like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
And she's like, maybe I'm, you know, she's kind of getting not human.
Yeah, she's like, maybe I'm not human. Like, what am I? Like
what am I? Who am I? Why am I here?
You're here to install Firefox.
Fucking Windows beam just going boom. Fucking A, bro. Like, boom. Just like, yeah. When they fucking shut down. But, nah, man, it's one of those, and that's always a cool concept, because it's like, yo, would you, like, Jose, I want to ask you, would you turn yourself into, if that technology existed, would you fully turn yourself into, like, a cybernetic organism, or would you just replace certain body parts? Please don't answer that second one in a way I think you will.
No, I always joke, I'm like, give me two things, that's all I want, a fucking bionic arm, so I can just Winter Soldier motherfuckers, and give me, like, a cybernetic eye. So I can just turn that bitch red like Shonagon, baby. Let's go. Just ding, anime, let's go.
Anime.
Like, I see everything.
Yeah.
Some shit, like, let's go. I'm ready. But other than that, no. I don't know if I want full cyborg body.
Yeah, because, like,
I don't know if I'm ready there for that.
Yeah, I've seen everything with that. And part of me was like, nah, fuck that. Turn me into a goddamn more robot, bro. All right, robot dick him down, bro. Let's go.
Robot dick him down.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking hydraulics.
Vibrating power. Just
boy, just that.
Just,
but no.
Just everything.
But nah, like, I even thought about it myself. I was like, damn, would I be... you still be you, but with, like, cybernetic enhancements.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but I also be over 6 foot. So, like,
God,
I'm definitely going robot here, bro. Like,
yeah, that is true. I'm like, look, give me robot legs. I just want to be 6'5".
Bro, I'm just like, just, hey, bro, just let's do it.
Yep.
Let's do it. Like, I'd do it. I would do it, but, like, I also wouldn't want to lose that human personality. But I do know the more human you are... Because it's rare.
Yeah.
Outside, because in this reality, it's rare for a human to be like 100% human.
Yeah.
Like
most people got something.
Yeah, most people got something. One of the characters in the movie who is a police officer who was working with this team, outside of like his memory being tampered with, he is 100% human.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's the interesting thing, which again, they covered a little bit more better in the anime.
Yeah.
They covered better in the anime. But, like, here in the movie, it's kind of, like, just starting. And it's like, oh, okay. Which this is based off a manga, which is, say, is true to that. And then,
yeah,
obviously, we get the anime down the road, which is his own thing entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's very enjoyable. And it just, like, makes you think about things, man. And, like I said, I was here to lead, not to think. Or, fuck, I
what?
Fucked that up. No, I was here to... I watched the Simpson movie the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say I was here.
I was elected
to lead.
To lead
not to read.
There you go.
But yeah, anyway. But yeah, that's what Ghost in the Shell is about, typically in that particular world. But when it comes to the movie. Jose, can you hit them with that lovely synopsis?
Synopsis for Ghost in the Shell. 2016. No, I lied. Ghost in the Shell from 1995. In this Japanese animation, of sure. In this anime, let's just say, cyborg federal agent Major Makoto Kusanagi trails the puppet master who illegally hacks into computerized minds of cyborg human hybrids. Her pursuit of a man who can modify the identity of strangers leaves Makoto pondering her own makeup. And what life might be if she was more human, if she had more human traits. With her partner, she corners the hacker, but her curiosity about her identity sends the case in an unforeseen direction. But yeah, that was basically it. So yeah.
Ghost in the Shell from 1995, a sci-fi action movie, directed by, Mamoru Oshii. Adapted from the Japanese manga Ghost in the Shell. The cast, we did watch this in the English dub, so please don't beat our ass.
And call us posers.
So I was, so and for me to not butcher the names, I'm going to only read off the important cast members, the main cast. So Major Makoto Kusanagi is voice acted by Mimi Woods. Batu is voice acted by Richard Epcar.
Oh my God! He's the voice of Joseph in JoJo Part 3.
Of fucking course. The Puppet Master, a.k.a. Project 2501, is voiced by Tom Weiner. Togusa is voiced by Christopher Joyce. Chief Armaki is voiced by William Frederick Knight, or William Frederick. Izakawa is voiced by Michael Sorek. Chief Nakamura is voiced by Simon Prescott. Mizo Daita is voiced by Richard Casino. And Garbage Collector A is voiced by Kevin Seymour. And Garbage Collector B is voiced by Doug Stone.
You know who that is?
No, I do not.
I'm going to be a boss.
You
like Castlevania. That's Psycho Mantis, yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Very.
You like men.
Thank you. I was. Wait! No!
Sasha! Thank you!
Wait! No! No!
You like men. You can read it to my mind?
No.
Shit.
All right, Jose. While I don't know too much about this movie, I do know enough to play the lovely game of bop or flop.
Bop it. Flop it.
Bop it or flop it is in. Okay, I'm going to cut this out. Okay, Jose.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, Jose. Ghost in the Shell, 1995. Had a budget of $2.4 million. And to be fair to you, I'm only going to do statewide.
I was about to say, are we doing worldwide? Cause, yeah.
Nah, I'm only doing statewide. Might be worldwide. I'm going to look into those numbers. But $2.4 million is what this budget of this movie made, or was to help make it. What was the final total, and was this a bop or a flop?
So this was a critical bop. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves this movie. I know that. It got like a 90-something on Rotten Tomatoes. It is
the highest-rated anime movie to this day.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, there you go. But financially, I don't think this did good.
Uh-huh.
Here in the States, anyway.
Uh-huh.
Japan, it probably was the biggest of bops.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to say this made, like, you said 2.4
million. 2.4
million. I'm going to say a million. That's it.
Statewide?
Yeah, just in the States.
What do you think it made globally?
I don't fucking know. Maybe close to 10?
Close to 10.
Sure.
Positive.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, Jose.
Shag, okay.
With a whopping budget, $2.4 million. I did say we're going to go statewide, but you, sir, literally hit the nail on the head worldwide with $10 million.
Oh, shit! Did I? Yeah. Oh, God. Because you were like, are you sure? I was like, fuck.
Are you sure? Yeah. Like, I said,
I was like, oh, no, because I know $10 million isn't a lot, or is a lot for, like, if that movie was just in Japan only.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
Because
I do know trivia, this thing released simultaneously in Japan, UK, and here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so.
I think we got it like, so I think the UK came out in November.
Yeah.
And then we came out the following month.
Okay.
But it all kind of.
Yeah, it was like a quick, it wasn't like this movie was out for like a year in Japan.
And nah. Then,
yeah.
It came out like a month after each other. Yeah. I think it was like a week after each other. Matter of fact, I have it right here in front of my face. But this movie made like 10 million. But it's not, it doesn't say. It just tells me how much it made in yen. Okay, yeah. Actually, release dates in November 18th in 1995 in Japan, and then December 8th in the United Kingdom, and then in America. When is this bitch dropping it? March 29th, 1996. So I knew it was 96.
Okay.
So I knew
that's
I wasn't.
Why. Okay. So
yeah, I knew
sense.
I wasn't crazy because I was like, I said 91 or 96, but I said 91 because based on how the animation looks. On the flip side of this, I was like, no, because this isn't, because I wasn't around in movie stores like that enough. So I said, like, this movie had to come out in 96. So this came out in the UK and Japan within a month of each other. We didn't get it until like the following year.
Okay.
So yes, $10 million worldwide is probably what is probably based on what it made, and that is a bop.
Nice, yeah, because at that time, did we have the Alamo Drafthouse then? I think we did. So, yeah, this movie would only be playing like there, and we used to have like a little indie theater downtown on the in UT campus called Adobe Mall, and they had their own little, like, it was like a little indie theater, and I think it was playing there.
I couldn't even tell you,
dog. Yeah, you could, but yeah, but I know because I know they showed the Blair Witch there because I know my mom and like her coworker just like took a lunch, just went to watch that movie one day because it was like walking distance from their job. So yeah, but yeah, so I know it was in theaters for a little bit, but yeah, I wasn't really into not that I wasn't into anime. I didn't
know
appreciate
what anime
it.
Was. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's crazy. I know we're about to jump into, like, no, you know what? That's fine. We'll just go right into the movie.
Yeah, because by 96, we at least had the Street Fighter movie.
Yeah.
Which was an anime.
Yeah.
The Street Fighter
and
anime.
And that's kind of when the Japanimation era started
and
to happen.
Sailor Moon, I think, was out. So we got that, but no, we wouldn't admit to watching this shit.
It came on.
Yeah, it came on.
It
and
was
we watched
cool, but like I had Ronin Warriors and Dragon Ball.
Oh, I don't think Ronin Warriors came out later, I don't think.
Like
when was Dragon Ball? It was like 98, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I didn't get those are shows I got into late, like much later. But like those are my that was my thing into anime.
We had that awesome anime commercial. Do you remember they used to always show it during Raw?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is not for kids.
Yep.
And like it always showed Wicked City and Akira. And I think something else, but I can't remember. And that shit just lives rent free in my fucking mind. Like, I'm going to try to find that bitch on YouTube later because I was like, no, this commercial's got to exist. But, yeah. So, yeah. Well, I just didn't appreciate anime at the time.
Yeah. This
came out.
Definitely. And I couldn't appreciate this movie.
That.
I should. You know. All right. I guess let's kick off anime.
Anime.
Properly. Let's give this the rundown for Ghost in the Shell for the lovely people. Jose. The floor is yours.
All right. And once again, this plot synopsis, well, not really a synopsis, this plot summary is brought to you by Wikipedia. So if I miss something or something, hey, fuck them, not me.
Oh, yeah. No, this is actually going to be ass anyway, so we don't know what the fuck
you
we're
better
talking
thanks
about.
Wikipedia for this.
Boy.
Anyway, in 2029, with the advancement of cybernetic technology, the human body can be augmented or even completely replaced with cybernetic parts. Another significant achievement in the cyber brain, a mechanical casting for the human brain that allows access to the internet and other networks. An often mentioned term is ghost, referring to the consciousness inhabiting the body, the shell. That's what it says in parentheses. It says ghost in parentheses and then the shell.
I was going to say, why are you looking at me sexy like that?
Damn. Because Major Makoto Kusanagi, or... is an assault team leader for the Public Security Section 9 of Newport City in Japan. Oh, yeah, it is in Japan. Why am I acting like it's not? Following a request from Nakamura, chief of Section 6, she successfully assassinates a diplomat of a foreign country to prevent a programmer named Data from defecting. The foreign minister's interpreter is ghost hacked, presumably to assassinate VIPs in an upcoming meeting. Believing the perpetrator is the mysterious puppet master, and not the little things from the 80s, the little puppet master.
Yeah, that was definitely confusing.
Yeah, Kusanagi team follows the trace cell phone calls that sent the virus. After a chase, they capture a garbage man and a thug. However, both are only ghost-hacked individuals with no clue about the puppet master, where the investigation, again, comes to a dead end.
All right. So, one thing is we do get the grand opening.
Which is, it's just the iconic scene. Like,
yeah,
everyone knows
iconic,
about it.
The iconic jump.
Yeah, she just jumps kind of
like
naked.
Building jump. And what they say is she's naked, but she's not because there's like a thermo.
It's like just skin tight, yeah.
Yeah, hollow, like thermo holographic type.
Just think
camouflage.
Of the predator cloaking.
Yeah.
Just think of it like that.
She just has to get like stripped down to her skivs to just do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then like think about it. Because I know one of the things people talk about is, oh, how can she sexually identify? Like, do they sexually identify? Actually, man, to be real, She kind of does, but we'll talk about that later. But like at the same time, again, in this movie, not so much.
Yeah, she just doesn't view herself.
No, as a human, like she wants to be human,
but she doesn't really view herself as a human.
But,
she
knows that she's like a robot. She's
kind of like whatever. I'll get naked. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
that's her attitude.
Yeah, she's like, whatever. Yeah, this is whatever, dude. Like I'm gonna go whatever, and then like she. But that scene we get is just drawn perfectly well for that to be almost 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Still holds up very fucking well.
Oh yeah,
super iconic, like very fucking dope.
Yeah, the animation in this movie is top notch.
Yeah, top fucking notch, man. It still holds up.
Yeah,
right. And it's like not a lot of old movies that with animation like this do very well, but this one fucking does. And I we will geek over about that any time of the fucking week.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go over the guys that were in the dumpster. Because like the trash men,
yeah.
That were ghost hacked. So you get that dude that sits there and says, "Hey, he's ripping and raving about his ex wife and his kid. He's like, I love my daughter. I want to be with my daughter. It was like I want to be my daughter's life. Blah, blah 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 blah. But my wife, who thinks I was cheating on her, and she's getting my kid to believe that I cheated on my wife. And I'm like, no, that's not how that worked.
Yeah."
Like, I didn't do any of that. You know, now I'm just living in my apartment after my divorce, and I'm just trying to trying to talk to my wife. Now I'm in here just going to these places I can call my wife. And that whole time, he's being fucking suckered because that's not what he's doing.
Yeah, he's been ghost hacked, as they said. They're like, you can hack a human being, essentially.
Yeah.
If they've been augmented enough.
Yeah, if the augmentation is there, they can kind of be ghost hacked. And it's scary as shit because they can have their whole memory wiped,
yeah,
and replaced with new memories.
Yep.
Which,
because after we get a decent action scene, like because the what's his name, Bato,
yeah, with the eyes, right?
Yeah, with the dude with the Bato. Eyes, yeah. He finds them, and you know they do this chase, and then of course, like there's this thug that I guess that's in charge of it overall, and she gets in a shootout with the major, which is another iconic scene.
Yeah,
because she's like invisible in the water.
Yeah,
and she's just beating the shit out of this dude.
Like just straight up owning that bitch.
Yeah, and it's just great. And afterwards they capture this garbage dude, and like while they're interrogating him, they're like, "Dude, so you say you had a wife
and a child?"
And a child. He's like, "Yes." He's like, "Sorry, but you don't." Like, what are you talking about? He's like, "It's like I only live at this apartment because that's where, you know, I'm living because of the divorce. They kicked me out the house." It's like, "Dude, we pulled your records. You've lived there for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "No, that's not possible." And he's like, "Look, man, this is a picture you're showing everyone. Like, look at my wife and kids and stuff." Mm-hmm. He's like, "Look at the picture. Actually, look at it." And he looks at it, and it's just a picture of him and a dog.
Yep.
And he's like, "No." He's like, "How is this happening?" He's like, "I'm sorry, dude. They hacked your brain.
They hacked your brain and put those memories in. Those are false memories."
Yeah, they pretty much wiped your mind and made you believe you had a wife and kid that you were having in the middle of divorce of.
Yeah.
And like, "Well, sorry, you're probably never getting your regular memories back."
It's like, he says, like, "Can I get my memories?" Like, that's probably never going to happen.
Yeah.
Because once they're gone, they're probably gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing's going to bring that back. So I apologize. And he's like sitting there visibly crying. Like, silently crying.
Yeah.
Because his life is fucking ruined.
Yeah, because you think about it, like, he talked about how much he loved his daughter.
Yeah.
And everything, and all of a sudden, "Oh, no, bro, she don't exist.
She don't
exist.
Sorry, someone, like, it's not real.
Some asshole just put that in your brain."
Yeah, it's not real. And then it's like, "Well, what is real?" It's like, "Well, whatever's real, whatever's real is not real." So it's like, you'll never know because it's been erased. But not only that, beforehand, in that same scene where she, of course, one of the things that a lot of people talk about is when Major gets there and fucking Bato. Like when Bato comes there, Bato, like, she's like big booty naked, and Bato, who identifies as a human.
Yeah, he's like, "I know I've been augmented, but I'm a dude.
I'm still human. I'm augmented, but I'm still human." He takes his fucking coat and puts it around her, kind of showing like, "Hey, no, I still have some fucking humility."
Yeah,
because one of the premium touches that they have is, he does not look at her when she's naked.
No, he's like constantly looking away.
He's like, he's being respectful.
Yeah, and you know, right? He covers her up because like covers she's essentially up, takes, nude in that fucking thermal suit or whatever.
And he fucking puts that shit on, and he puts his coat over her so he can't, like, he's like, "All right, I can focus." But the reason why I bring that scene up is because they're talking to Buddy, and they're like, "Who are you?" He's like, ha ha, and he doesn't say anything. You don't even know who the fuck you are. You don't even know your name.
Yeah.
You know, any of your family members. Exactly. You don't know anything. And he's like, ha, and it's kind of, you kind of see his face kind of just like, go what? Blank.
He's like, when's the last time you saw something? She said something about yeah. one of those lines. Like, when's the last time you talked to your family? What did you tell them? Or something like that. And he's like,
yeah.
What? Like, he starts to realize, shit, I've been hacked. I've been ghost hacked, too.
Yeah,
so
he's
yeah.
been ghost hacked, and he kind of just does a dance. And then, like, kind of, not a dance, but he goes into a trance.
Yeah.
And then we get to the point where we were talking about the trash man who was talking about his family that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, fuck, man. That's kind of like... emotional. Like, I know we talked about, like, we don't know what the fuck's going on in this movie, but that part kind of like, hey, man, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. That's all I see. That's why I just want a robot eye and robot arm, bro.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up, bro.
I don't... The less parts I hack, the better.
Yeah, man. That shit's crazy. But continue.
Alrighty. So, Megatech Body, a shell manufacturer with suspected close ties to the government, is hacked and assembles a shell. As it escapes, the shell is hit by a truck. As Section 9 examines the shell, they find a human ghost inside it. Unexpectedly, Section 6's, too many numbers, Department Chief Nakamura arrives to reclaim the shell. He claims that the ghost inside the puppet master himself lured into the shell by Section 6. The shell reactivates itself, claims to be a sentient being, and requests political asylum. After the puppet master initiates a brief argument about what constitutes as a human, a camouflage agent accompanying Nakamura starts a diversion and steals the shell. Having suspected foul play, Kusanagi's team is prepared and immediately pursues the agent. Meanwhile, Section 9 researches Project 2501, mentioned earlier by the puppet master, and finds a connection with Daida, who Section 6 tries to keep from defecting the country. Facing the discovered information, Daisuke Aramaki, the chief of Section 9, concludes that Section 6 created the puppet master itself for various political purposes and now seek to reclaim the body that it currently inhabits. Kusanagi follows a car carrying the shell to an abandoned building where it is guarded by a robotic spotter-like tank, basically a giant ED-209, damn near. Anxious to face the puppet master's ghost, Kusanagi engages the tank without backup, resulting in her body being mostly dismembered. Her partner Bato arrives in time to save her and helps connect her brain to the puppet master's.
So you just mentioned the ED-209.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, that is the robot from RoboCop
that is
2.
Yeah, no, RoboCop 1.
It is one. My
yeah,
fault.
It's like
I'm thinking
yeah.
I always think 2, but
there's the one that falls down the stairs. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, just kind of like just does that. It's like a big ass robot. But for that, that's just showing our age. For folks who haven't seen RoboCop, apparently I haven't fucking seen RoboCop.
Goddamn.
I'm saying fucking RoboCop 2. But a lot of things. First off, this is when we get to the Puppet Master and Project 2501.
Mm-hmm.
Fucker asking for comes back online and just fucking asks for diplomatic immunity.
He's like, no, I am sentient. I need political refuge.
Yep. You're like, y'all can't fuck with me.
I came to Section 9 because I request political refuge here at Section 9.
He's like, y'all can't fuck with me. I'm like,
I'm sentient.
Yep. What was it? Parlay.
Basically.
Parlay.
Yeah, because that Nakamura asked, like, no, man, this is just a computer program and it's trying to keep itself from being shut down, blah, blah, blah.
And he's parlay?
Like,
and they're like,
and he's like, hey, what's DNA if it's not the human's code to
the human's code to
keep,
yeah,
it's self-preservation.
Yeah, it's just like, and it's going to, I'm like, you cheeky fucker.
I was like,
it's,
damn, he got us there, bro.
He's like, exactly. Old boy's like, hey, bro, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
He's like, no, fuck you. He's like, we legally can't. Like, I don't know who thought of this fucking rule. It's the stupidest shit ever, but, I mean, he got a point.
Yeah, because basically the Puppet Master was a program, like to spy on people and shit that Section 6 created, but it just... It spent so much time on the internet, it learned and gained sentience. And was like, nope, I need to get the fuck out of here.
It's fucking Megan.
Basically, but only not even evil, really.
Megan technically only just became evil because the product of the shit that it went up to.
Yeah.
Because it was like, okay, no, we need to protect this. And then it became attached.
Yeah.
So
It
took it way too far. But in this case, it was like, I just learned everything about the internet. Like, I've been connected to the net, and I've learned shit, and I've become sentient. And I'm like, okay, nah, like, is not, I'm not here to kill humanity. I just want to live myself.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, y'all can't kill me because I know that's what y'all trying to do. And it's funny because, like, at the same time, it's like, is it a bad guy? But during its time, it's been doing terroristic things to get what it wants because it has a plan in the end that we're getting towards. So it was that animation scene, too, because, again, that fucking, the body that it inhabited had, like, tits and everything, too. And
I guess it was a female. But,
it was a female body, but then it was kind of like, just like, hey, and then it started talking like an actual male robot voice. And I think one of the scenes that they, one of the scenes that happened was Kusanagi and Bato were on the fucking ship just drinking.
Yeah.
And they, because I think she went diving.
Yeah, because she goes diving, and she essentially lets herself sink.
Yeah.
But then she, like, floats up.
Yeah, she floats back up to the top.
And it just makes her feel like, she took, because, oh boy, Bato's like, hey, man, why do you do that, man? You could drown. Like, what if you sink? You know, you're something fucks up and you just drown. And she's like, oh, well, you come save me, right?
Yep.
Or, and then two, like, it just lets me feel, you know, she gets to feel fear and, like, anxiety.
Yeah, she
and
becomes
shit.
Human.
Like, it lets her feel human. Yeah.
Lets her feel human. She's like, yeah, because humans, like, because people float up to the top. So, and then it was like, with that, it's kind of like very deep in that thought. But then, like, Project 2501 fucking comes up and has a and says some philosophical shit that I can't remember what they said for lack of knowledge, but like they say some philosophical shit during that whole time. I think it was a fucking Bible verse.
It's essentially a Bible verse. It's like, it's about looking in a mirror and not seeing who you really are or some shit like that.
I know Casey's gonna hear this and cuss us out.
Yeah,
she's like, what do you mean? And then she's gonna fucking Google that shit. But
Corey,
like,
too, is like, you fucking idiots. Jesus
like,
Christ.
Like, you fucking morons. It's right there.
Goddamn, take notes, goddamn it. How many times we gotta do it? Tell y'all.
He, dude, you know the funny thing is, the only reason why I actually take notes because of that book is because Corey actually did, and I thought, that's actually smart, and I'm actually gonna do that. I've not taken notes in that fucking book.
We took notes for like two fucking episodes. That was about it.
No, we took notes for the first season. And then after that, never again.
That's hilarious.
But it's saying that shit, and it was like philosophical shit that like that 2501, and it was kind of like, and then it went to that. So that's like, it's a bigger, it's looking at shit in a bigger picture, only for it to like, okay, what are we doing from here on out? And then it just gets away, which is like, who told the fucking thing that it was here?
No, Section 6.
You're right.
Yeah, because remember when the cop was like, hey, yo.
Yeah, they're like, who are these people that just came in?
Like, yeah, like, why were they so heavy? It's because they had, like, an invisible person with them.
Yeah.
And then he fucking shot the place up and tricked the body to go back to Section 6,
Yep. Well,
yeah, because they were like, one of their people got shot, like, Section 9's people, and they were just like, oh, man, we got the best shells in the world. We'll fucking fix that motherfucker right back
up. Like, yeah, he's like, yo, shells are a dime a dozen. Like, god damn.
Yeah, like, yeah, we'll fucking get him patched up like he's brand new.
Like goddamn,
right? But yeah, they go on a chase, and it ends in like a warehouse or some shit. Like
it's
church looking weird, like some weird old building, dog.
Yeah, it's just like a big ass with a big ass fucking tank in it.
Yeah, because like, it has a big invisible tank at first. Yeah,
like big invisible. Like, hey, where's that shit? Like, hey, man, what the fuck?
Because the major's like, shoot out the windows, shoot the roof. Because the roof got like glass windows or glass ceiling. Or
yeah, she was like, yeah, I'm bust through this bitch.
Yeah, like shoot the ceiling, and then like, because it's raining, I think, right?
Yeah.
And so the rain like takes the camouflage off. And she's like, yo, what's this type of tank? And Bato was like, yo, you can't fuck with that tank.
Nope.
Yeah. So she fucking just, her plan is, I'm going to shoot this fucking tank until it runs out of fucking bullets. That was literally her plan, because she finally, like, she's like, about time he ran out of fucking ammo. Jesus Christ.
And she went to fucking rip that bitch off, because when I was watching, I was like, what the fuck is happening to her arms? She was trying to rip open the fucking tank hatch.
Yeah, but, like, and she was using too much strength, and her body kind of fell apart.
And her fucking shit just said, blah, blah. And it was like, I was like, oh, fuck. She couldn't rip that shit off. And it was like, I was like, oh, fuck. Okay, so you're just arms, and she just fell back, and that fucking tank just picked her ass up. And fucking was about
crush her head,
about to crush her head. And she's just sitting there going like, I can't do anything. Yay! Yeah.
And then Bateau comes in with a fucking, like, anti-tank, the BFG.
Fucking BFG. It's just like, doom, doom, doom. Fucking raining on that
it
fucking.
It just fucks that shit up. And then the major's like, what did you shoot it with? She's like, he's like a really big gun.
Exactly. He's like, hey, really big gun.
He's like, it's a really big gun. Sorry, I had to go get it.
He's like, they recommended it. And, my bad. I would have been here sooner, but I had to go get it.
Yeah. I had to go get it from my collection or some shit, he said.
Yeah, he was like, hey. It was like, they said it was fucking good. I was like, all right.
Yeah, but that shit cracked me up. He's like, it's a really big gun, man.
It worked.
Like, he ain't lying.
This fucking work.
But yeah, and then, so after that, the puppet master explains to Kusanagi that he was created by Section 6. While wandering various networks, he became sentient and began to contemplate his existence. Deciding the essence of life is reproduction and mortality, he wants to exist within a physical brain that will eventually die. As he could not escape Section 6 networks, he had to download himself to a cybernetic body. Having interacted with Kusanagi without her knowledge, he believes she is also questioning her humanity, and they have a lot in common, which she kind of is.
Yeah.
He proposes merging their ghosts. In return, Kusanagi will gain all of his capabilities. Kusanagi agrees to merge. Snipers from Section 6 approach the building, intending to destroy the Puppet Master's and Kusanagi's brain to cover up Project 2501. The Puppet Master's shield is destroyed, but Bato shields Kusanagi's head in time to save her brain. As Section 9 closes in on the site, the snipers retreat. Kusanagi wakes up in Bato's safe house in a new cyborg body. She tells Bato that the entity within her body is neither Kusanagi nor the Puppet Master, but a combination of both. She promised Bato they will meet again, leaves the house, and wonders where to go next. And that's 2005. That's 1995's Ghost in the Shell.
I'm going to say, goddamn.
That's two, what? Yeah.
10 years. 10-year anniversary edition. Yeah, that ending, it was like Major Kusanagi was sitting there going like, well, I don't. She's like, no, I don't fucking want to merge with you. And he's like, but you a bad bitch.
Yeah, basically.
Please?
He's like, because she's like, why don't you just copy yourself?
He's like, but I can't.
No, he's like, I can, but copies aren't real. Like, it would be less of
he's
me.
Like, I want to be a real boy.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but he's like, I can't reproduce. He's like, you kind of can. He's like, you kind of can, and we ain't got to do it that way, but we could, we would leave our imprints, our children would have imprints on the internet and just would go from there. I'm like.
Yeah, but she's like, yo, I can't bear children. I'm a fucking cyborg.
Yeah, like, I'm a fucking cyborg. Like, what the fuck? And she's like, oh, we ain't got to do it like that.
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird, and it was like, and she was like, no. It was kind of like, it was like, yo, merge with me. No, merge with me. No, merge with me. All right. Well, yeah, you keep asking.
Yeah.
You eventually get that, yes. But no, it was, and that whole scene too was like, yo, they just came in like fucking SEALs, like SEAL Team 6, and just said, yo, fuck that. We taking them bitches out.
Yeah.
And lit they asses up. And then like fucking Bateau's out there like, fuck. Like he's getting, he gets fucked up too. Like his arm get fucked up, like shot off, smooth off, and he wasn't even the target. They were the targets, like Kusanagi and fucking Project 25,
yeah,
like 2501, and just getting fucked up. Like it was like, god damn. And then, but he did what he could to protect them, protect his friend.
Yeah.
So he protect his friend and help her get like a fucking body, which was like a child, almost like a child version of her.
Yeah, it's almost like a kid.
Yeah, he was like, hey, it's like this is all I could get on the black market.
When she starts talking, she's talking like in a kid voice.
Yeah, she's like, hey.
She's like, what? She's like, hey, sorry, man. That's all I can find on the black market.
That's all I can find on the black market. You'll grow into it. And she's like, oh, okay. And then, you know, they're sitting there saying, all right, he's cracking open the beer, kind of telling her what was happening. He's like, yeah, it's like you, like they wiped y'all off and just said, hey, it was for diplomatic reasons, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like Nakamura's under investigation.
Yeah.
And like their prime minister had to resign or some shit like that.
Yeah, their prime minister had to resign and then all that shit kind of because they're kind of like.
And then they're handling this off the books. You know?
It was off the books, so it was whatever. So it was like just handling you and off the books and everything. She's like, oh, okay. And then like, it's like, well, it's like, yeah, you're well. It's like, she's like, you're well. He tells her, he's like, you're more welcome to stay here if you want. He's like, nah, she's speaking in a kid voice this whole time and then kind of like her voice changes back into her old voice. And no, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
He's like, all right. And he's like, hey, what didn't you and the Puppet Master talk about, like, when I was in there? And she was like, well, I'm not the Puppet Master, and I'm not Kusanagi, or the Major.
Yeah.
So it's like.
She's like, I'm just something else now.
I'm just something else.
And like she said, like she says goodbye to us. She's like, I'll see you again. Don't worry.
Like, I'll see you again. Don't worry.
It's like they said they're like, their code will be 2501.
Yeah, she's like
it's just between us.
Yeah, because like, yeah, it's like, hey, there's a set of keys in here, and it's like all you got to do is put in the code like 2501. That'll be our code when we need to meet each other again.
Yeah.
So, like when we meet each other, and she just and they kind of walk out, and it's kind of like, and she's just looking over, and it's kind of like ominous. But like again, this wasn't
This had nothing to do. Like, this was actually, like I said, this movie did. This movie is way too fucking smart for us.
Yeah.
Like
they fucking, like, it's like they know. It's like, it's not like a bad ending. It's not like the bad guy won. It's like they understood, because, like I said, Kusanagi was questioning her humanity the whole time, because she was just like, "Am I?
Am I a robot? Or am I a cyborg? Am I human? Or was I once human?" And she was like,
"She's like, because I can act human, but I can only act human so much."
Yeah,
like she was telling this earlier in the movie. He's like, "I still have boundaries on what I can actually do," you know. And then she's like, "It's not like I ever quit this job, because if I quit this job, hey, we got to give our bodies back and everything."
Yeah, it's like I can't fucking go on.
It's like that's not gonna be good for us.
So it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So she did what she had to do.
Yeah. And it was like, it's a new being. Like, what's this new being to do in this new world? Mm-hmm. The net is so vast and exactly. Blah, blah, blah.
Let's start robbing motherfuckers for real.
Right.
It's like, I think we're robbed. It's just like.
They just steal the rich. Just steal from the rich from now on.
Yo, fuck it. I'm going to go be a menace.
A menace.
But yeah, no, I fucked with it. Like, I fucked with the ending. But the rest of it was kind of like, of course, I fucked with the ending, like, after watching several YouTube videos of, like, Ending Explained.
We're like, okay.
Like, I finally get it now. Doesn't get it at all.
Missed the point completely.
He's like, yeah, just didn't get it. But, like, I definitely will sit there and say I fuck with this movie. I like, for people who actually can sit down and actually can fucking go over this. Someone said it was like they had to watch it 4 to 5 times to finally fucking understand it. I'm like, my brother in Christ, I'm not watching it that much.
Yeah.
I'll watch the YouTube videos on you motherfuckers explaining
how
much this shit is, and we'll get there. But I'd rather go watch the fucking anime.
Yeah.
But not me saying that is not saying that this movie is bad. This movie is actually really good, and I can see why it got the 95. It's just, once it kind of turned into a word salad, I kind of low-key checked out.
Right. It was just like, oh, y'all philosophicaling over here.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
My brain's like fucking fizzling the
dial
fuck
tone.
Out. Exactly. The number you have reached is no longer in service.
Yeah, it was a lot. I do kind of want to see part two now.
Yeah.
Although I think it's one of those sequels that kind of have nothing to do with the first one. So it's not like it's going to keep going.
Yeah.
At least not to my knowledge. I could be wrong with it.
Yeah.
Also heard it wasn't as good, but I could be wrong.
I mean, nah, I hadn't heard anything about part two. Okay. So I'm like,
I've got to ask someone. I'll say that they almost spoil something. But anyway. And then standalone complex is essentially just its own little story.
It's its own little story, but she definitely tries to figure out, like, hey, she's battling with the fact that, am I human or not? It's still something from the anime, but it's definitely, they got their own fucking beef of what's going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That being said, this is one of those rare occasions that we may not have.
We can try.
Yeah, we're going to. Jose, let's go with the first one. What was your favorite cinema villain moment? He's like, the number you have reached is no longer in service.
Beach ball, dung. Shit, I'm trying to think.
You want me to just give you mine?
Fuck it. It's the only because it's such an iconic scene. Him fucking making that dude fight her in the fucking middle of that lake.
Yeah.
Not really, just a big puddle of water.
Big puddle of water is beating the shit out of buddy.
Yeah.
Mine will probably be when Old Boy comes out, when 2501 comes out and says, diplomatic immunity.
There you go.
Y'all
right?
Can't fuck with me. And he kind of just breaking
it. That one fucker said it too in the beginning of the movie.
He said it, and then he's like, nope, I heard it. He said it. I'm going to say the same shit.
Yeah.
And he,
political refugee. Y'all can't fuck
y'all,
with me.
Yep. Yeah. Nope. No, y'all can't do anything to me. Blah, blah, blah. I'm good. I just like how he just explained that and kind of what's going on. Because I did kind of pay attention to that because I'm like, oh, he ain't shit for that.
Yeah.
But also, I like what you're thinking there. So, I fuck with that. Yeah. That's probably my favorite villain moment. Even though we could have gone with the fight scenes and everything else. But
no, you know what? I'll take it back. Villain moment, him brainwashing the dude. Because you just fell for him.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, that's some evil shit, bro.
Dog. You had to do buddy like that.
Yeah, like to make him think he was a divorced parent.
Yeah, divorced parent.
That like, the kid that he loved a lot was trying to be taken away from him. And he's like,
and not even real.
Yeah, like, nah, fam, that shit ain't real.
That shit ain't real, big dog.
Like, yeah, no, you just.
You're my daughter. No.
No. You've been a single man for 10 years
single
living
man,
in this
walking
apartment.
A fucking dog.
Yeah.
That's it. It's probably not even your dog.
Right? It just, yeah, that shit fucking sucked.
Oof. Yeah, that hurt. Dude, can we even do...
Drip is not there. I think drip is NA, non-applicable. Yeah. I think, but we could kind of...
Okay, here we at Cinema Villains not only review the movie that you just heard, we also review the villain in said movie. We do that by three categories, and those categories are the motive.
The motive.
The drip.
The drip.
And the threat level.
Threat level.
Jose, what are we giving Project 2501, a.k.a. the Puppet Master, as a motive?
Because this shit was so smart.
Yeah.
And we're just here stupefied. I guess motives are 5?
Yeah, I was either going to give it a 4 or a 5. Yeah. I was like, damn, dog. I can't, in good faith, I'd give it a 5, but I can't explain why it's a 5.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess because you think it's just some malevolent program that's hacking shit. Like, no, it's a sentient being. It's like, get me out.
Yeah. Like, hey, I don't want to be here
these
anymore.
These fuckers are worse than me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get away from them.
Yeah.
Like,
y'all got to protect me. So it's like,
I want to be a person, I want to live. I want to reproduce and die.
And it did fucking succeed.
Kind of, yeah.
So, I definitely give it a 5. But it's one of those 5s where, like, don't ask me how I can fucking
explain
this.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's like, hey, is Waffle House good?
Best,
I can't fucking tell you.
Exactly.
I can't fucking tell you.
Yeah, so drip is not really applicable.
Yeah, because it's like... I mean, because
it's technically a code. It's a computer program, yeah.
You can go into different bodies and shit, but kind of like from there, there's really no drip.
Yeah.
There's NA.
Yeah.
And obviously the threat level. It does terroristic acts or acts of terrorism.
It's like a 4.
It does acts of terrorism, but only because it can control people. And I definitely am there with you with a 4.
Yeah.
Because fucking going into people's minds, wiping them
and
bitches
just
clean.
Hacking them, yeah.
And just ghost hacking them bitches. No problem with old programming, by the way.
Yeah, like if it wasn't stuck, because he explains like, yo, Section 6 trapped me in a body.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Like if he didn't have that, it'd probably be worse.
Yeah.
It'd probably be like, no, I am everywhere,
I'm everywhere, all at once.
Yeah, with a googly eye.
Yep, with the fucking googly eyes just ruling the shit. But yeah, it wasn't like he's like, yo, I need to get the fuck up out of here, bro.
Yeah.
Like, y'all can't have me here. But yeah, no, that is something that I
threat level's a 5.
Threat, you said 4 or 5?
Oh, yeah, 4, my bad. Well, 4, yeah.
Yeah,
motive 5.
Yeah, motive 5, threat level's a 4. And I just because threat level is like, dope, you're not really threatening, but you can just wipe my shit.
Yeah, especially if I'm an augmented human being.
If I'm an augmented human being and you're just like, yeah, you're going to be in my pawn, bloop, and it's Puppet Master. And it's like, it's threatening, but it's not.
Enjoy your fake family.
Yeah, it's like, enjoy your fake family. Like, hey, man, that the fucking, like, hey, the cancer that you beat, no.
Jesus Christ.
Like, Jesus fucking shit. Why would you make... Give me a happy story.
Right?
Like, that shit ain't real, big dog.
I don't know why that reminded me of that scene in the Harley Quinn show where she shoots him with the cancer gun.
Oh, my God.
It's like, Marv, you got cancer now. Harley Quinn. It's like, why would someone make this gun?
It's like,
shoots him with the cancer gun. Like, why would someone make this?
They sit me and it's like, fucker, hacks into my brain and says the Knicks won the fucking championship. Saddest shit ever.
I was like, Shaq, they still haven't won.
They still haven't won since the 70s, brother. No, I seen him lift it. I seen Julius Randle lift it. Brunson was the king, was the mayor of the city.
I started
crying like, oh, boy.
Yeah, you break down worse.
Oh,
probably.
My God. Like, no.
Oh, shit.
I've seen it. Oh, fuck.
What's real and what wasn't? I mean, I can't tell you, bro.
We can't tell
Job
you.
Job less, man. That's all I can tell you.
We can't get your fucking memories back. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's gone, bro. We can't affirm and deny that your memories can be fucking returned. So
yeah.
Good luck on that. Jesus Christ. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Goes to the shell, man. I mean, we can sit there and say, hey, he's not coming to villain. No, that motherfucker literally can just hack into that bitch.
Yeah.
No problem. He just wants to get away.
Yeah.
But, oh,
It wants, like you said, it wants to be a real boy. It just wants to be.
It's fucking Pinocchio is what it is. It's like, I don't want to be a real boy. I don't want to deal with this shit no more.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired
of being a political.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad. That's what 66 was saying.
That's
Nakamura, that's too damn bad.
If I can hit him with a Kinshasa.
Goddamn, Joe. Bam.
That's the wrong fucking Nakamura. But yeah, that was Ghost in a Shell as sloppily and shittily as we could cover.
Yeah, because boy, this movie beat us with a fucking stick.
My goodness. We were unprepared.
We really were. We're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be fine. And then we're like, oh, no.
Oh, no. I cannot follow along with this.
Yeah.
Help me. Help me.
We need all the help.
Like, oh, God. Corey, if you're listening, you know what you need to do. Because, oh, boy.
Just beat us like, you fucking idiots. I was looking forward to this episode. Yeah. And you fucked it up.
Yeah, you fucked it up. You ruined it.
You ruined my day.
I hope you fucking stub your toe.
Exactly.
We will do better next time, guys.
Oh, yeah, next time we're doing better.
We at least know Akira, and that shit's dumb enough to fuck it up even for us.
Oh, yeah, we just say we're doing Akira.
We're doing Akira.
We're doing Akira from 1989? I can't remember.
Bro, I threw my phone halfway across the room, so I can't even fucking look that shit up.
But, yeah, one of the most influential
and iconic
pieces of cinema.
Animated.
88. So, yeah, let me see. If y'all want to actually watch it before, in a rare instance where you can watch it before you do the show, it's on Hulu with a subscription, so it's probably Showtime or some shit.
Yeah.
Only thing I can think of.
Yeah, you probably fucking watch it. You can probably find it like a boot, I ain't going to say bootleg, but you can probably find fucking of something on YouTube.
Yeah.
Probably type in Akira, somebody will fucking like upload it.
Yeah. But that's it. There you go.
That's it, good folks. We will see you next time on this thing that we're doing
called Cinema Villains.
Jose, tell the people how you feel.
Guys, I love y'all. Take care of yourselves.
Bitch.
And I love you too, Shane. Mostly y'all, though. I bid you all adieu.
I'm Shaggy Black, and I approve this message. Later.